Join the conversation on radio, online and mobile. You're with NITV Radio.
This launch was, an art piece that I guess acknowledged the courage, resilience, strength, love of a group of people within our communities that at times can be really vulnerable. These people are the Stolen Generation.
So on the marker it says, "Remember Me, a tribute to the Stolen Generations and their families." How were family members feeling there, having that kind of support?
Yeah.
From what you saw.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of love there, and there's a lot of support, and of course there's a lot of emotion, and you know, we're a minority in this country, and we get lost in this, you know, in big cities, sometimes regions, in towns, we get lost because of the minorities, and sometimes being a minority, we get harshly judged, or harshly judged because of maybe we respond through history, which at times wasn't really kind for us. So here we had an event on the weekend, which was produced by us. It catered for us, and it catered most importantly for, I guess, the emotion of some of the people that were taken away. It was quite a wonderful gathering, very, very supportive. There's a lot of tears, and it's like everything, you know, back in the older days. I sound like I'm really old, but back in the day, we were really tied as one community. You know, and over time, and our community has grown, so we've broken up a fair bit. We're doing our own thing all the times these days, but events like that really galvanises us, really brings us together, and it was really nice to see.
Jason, before I talk to you and ask you about the actual marker, I wanted to please just share a bit about the history of that particular area with the gardens there and the gathering place that Fitzroy became for your people. Can you talk a bit about that, just to let our audience know more?
Yeah, well, firstly, I want to say straight off the bat that I'm not an expert within the area. I'm not a historian. What I do is love my people and love my community and do my best to do research on knowing the past, and which means connecting internally with oneself. But I just want to say I'm not an expert. There's other peoples out there. But I do know the history of Fitzroy and Collingwood. Before it became Fitzroy Collingwood, of course, it was and still is the hunting grounds of the Wurundjeri. They used to hunt along Gertrude Street. A few moons ago now, not that long ago, when you talk about the history of Aboriginal people in this country, but the Wurundjeri, that was a special hunting ground. But during the invasion of this country, we got put onto Aboriginal reserves all around the country, Victoria obviously being included, and there was some pretty horrible legislation and policies that were aimed to sort of break us up, our families up from each other, and disconnect us from our culture. And also at these Aboriginal reserves or missions, the person that was running a place was non-Indigenous, and sometimes they didn't have the compassion needing to look after our people. So a lot of our people ended up in Fitzroy Collingwood, and that place was a huge gathering place for not only all Koori's or blackfellas from Victoria, but a lot of people from around the country would come to Fitzroy to look for their families. They would look for their culture, look for Aboriginal services, and just reconnect with their own identity. So Fitzroy is, I guess, the blackfella footprint of the urban Indigenous identity.
Can we talk about the decision about the Stolen Generations marker and the artist that was chosen, a bit about the actual theme of the marker?
Yeah, well, consultation is important within our mob. If you do something wrong, you're going to know about it. That's for sure. So I take my hat off to the City of Yarra. They've had a long relationship with our people in the area, like I've already spoken about. When you look at our history, what the City of Yarra did, they, after our community speaking with the Yarra, expressing a need of wanting some type of acknowledgement for our Stolen Generation, what they did in working with our people, we, created a survey that went around to all Aboriginal organisations and to community and anywhere else where people were able to express what they wanted, where they would like to see it, and talk a little bit more about their own particular journey. And overwhelmingly, from the community consultation, Atherton Gardens, gee whiz, there was like a 95% of all of our people saying that they wanted to have an Atherton Gardens because of their connection to the place, or maybe their mothers and fathers, or even their grandparents or great-grandparents' connection to the area, in particular Atherton Gardens, because that was an important meeting place, and it still is for our people. So the consultation was done, and then for the location. Then, of course, when it come to the artist, there was an expression of interest, went out to the community. They went through the process for expression of interest, and I guess there was a lot of applications. Dwindled down to, I think, about six, maybe five. From there, it came down to one. And the lucky winner was Rico Rennie. And Rico, I'm sure a lot of your listeners will be familiar with Rico, but he's a prolific artist these days. He does a lot of street art. He's he does his street art all around Fitzroy and Collingwood and all around the city of Melbourne. And he's done work nationally and internationally. So we were really, really rapt to get Rico to do this work for our people.
Can you talk about the design and what each element, do you know much about that and what the elements make up with the marker?
I do know there's some spears there. I can't really, right at the top of my head right now, I can't think how many spears are there.
I think there's nine, I counted.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually, because I think I asked a question, what does a nine represent? And there's nine that rep spears, that's for men's business, I guess, and the nine number, it doesn't actually connect to anything significant apart from looking good on the design. There's also got a coolerman at the base of those spears, which, as we know, for all our people, those coolermans were used to put our kids or baby in there to rock to sleep or to carry around on our land. Wonderfully is positioned as two big seats, two boomerangs, and they've got on the boomerangs, it's made out of stone. They've got this wonderful, like, traditional, inspired by traditional design, that sort of diamond-shaped traditional cultural design put onto the seats, which gives it a really, really beautiful effect. On the evening, I noticed, which was spectacular, I must say, was there's some lights installed. You can imagine at night time, it really has that intimate feeling. Surrounding this installation, there is, I guess, a garden, and the garden that needs to grow. It's like anything, it's all fresh, but it's really, really clean. And this connects to the meeting place, which is a place where, I guess, our people gathered back in the, 1915, 1920s, I guess.
And it still is a gathering place now, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's a sacred site, I guess. Absolutely. It's a sacred site in Gertrude Street, that's for sure, that meeting place.
Beautiful. Well, Jason, thank you so much. I think when you look at it's not the first Stolen Generations marker now around Melbourne. We've got, I think it might be about the third or fourth. I think that we might see some more popping up around. I guess the significance of it will make people remember.
That's right, Kirsten. And that's what it's all about, you know. It's to ignore or don't believe or not to try, not have any empathy of some of the trauma or the story that a lot of my people have gone through. It does make us feel really unsettled and unhappy and at times very, very sick. So having acknowledgement of our history, our past history, and it's a dark history too, that a little bit of truth-telling goes, I guess, a long way towards a healing. So having more of these acknowledgements around Victoria and, I guess, around the whole country is better off for all of us, I reckon.
Well, Jason Tamaru, thank you so much for joining the program. Thank you.
Thanks, Kirsten. It's really a really pleasure talking to you.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.